Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, joepags.com. It's the Joe Pag Show. Glad to have you along for the ride on a Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what? Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Seems I got to have.
That's how are you? Carrie, how you doing, by the way?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
All good?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that snappy new camera.
Good. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it looked good. I went back and I watched the video. You watched the video last night? I thought it looked good.
No, I didn't. Yeah? Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Park? Can't you go and check?
Take your word for it. I'm good.
Thursday, almost Friday, the weekend's almost here. This is how we do. It's Huey Lewis, the Joe Cocker version of the Dave Mason classic. It's feeling all right. Let's bring it like it's been brought in. Let's go.
Took the key. Feeling all right.
Come on.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
You know, Carrie, people love the harmony, I think.
You think so?
Feeling all right.
Yeah, I feel like they do. Yeah.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Oh, man, that was spot on. I'd have turned my chair around for me on that one. That's how good that was.
Spot on. Horrible,
what?
Maybe.
What is that? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? This will be
a
fun.
No, I'm not going to sing. No.
No, why don't we do this? Because I think this could be fun.
What?
I'll play the next verse, and then when we get to the chorus, you sing it.
No.
Here we go.
I know. I won't sing.
All right, no. Carrie Lockie, let's go.
No tickets on the line. No.
Oh, so you're saying no, then, is what you're saying.
I am saying no, yes.
So you're pretty much saying you won't even do it for the people, then?
The people don't want to hear me sing. It would not
You're probably right about that, but at the same time, I think that we get some sort of an odd pleasure out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing that it's going to be exactly what we expect.
So horrible? Yeah, no. It's not.
What's interesting is you actually will sing if there are Bon Jovi tickets involved.
Oh, yeah, all day, yeah, for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I just think that's wrong on many, many levels. I think that's wrong on tons of levels.
Sorry.
And I think that you should probably step up your game. And go ahead and bring that up. Okay, lots to get to. This hour brought to you by Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Go there, B-O-L-L, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Get $50 off your first set of sheets from Boll & Branch. And they've got this great flannel bedding that they're dealing with now. You got to go and get this. BollandBranch.com, put in my name, PAGS, P-A-G-S as the keyword. Save some money right now. We've got that going for us, which is nice. We also, have you seen this? We're on the dish now.
I heard you talk about that, or I saw you talk about it on Facebook.
Yeah, so we're on Newsmax TV, which is the television station that we're on. It's a news channel, 24-hour news channel. If you haven't seen us on there yet, when you're not in the car, when you're not listening on the radio to all these incredible radio stations, why not pop it on? Why not go and check us out on the TV,
mm-hmm.
and you can see Carrie's new camera and what the heck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's 35 million subscribers that had us available. What does that mean? That means that you've got AT&T UVerse, okay? Verizon Fios, I think it's 1220 on AT&T UVerse. On Verizon Fios, it's either 115 for standard definition, I think it's 615 for high definition. Yes, you get to see Carrie in high definition, which I agree.
Stop.
What?
Stop whatever you're going to say.
I was going to say, which is a great thing, so I shouldn't say that?
Well, and that's not what you were going to say. I know that.
I was.
You weren't, but okay.
Plus, they're DirecTV channel 349, and now we are on Dish Network 216.
Very cool.
So it went from 35 million people having us available to them to 50 million.
Wow. That's 50 pretty
million.
Awesome.
Now, I can already see it coming, Paul. If you can, give me a little more Carrie audio. I know. I want to apologize to the listeners and viewers right now, but let's hear her a little bit louder than that. That'd be great.
All right.
And 50 million now available there.
Wow.
4 million weekly listeners on radio. That was before we added KRLD in Dallas, so it's actually much more than that now. Plus, we're adding affiliates. It turns out they like what we do here, and I can't even start to thank them enough, right?
Absolutely. Now, how many is that? Is that 100?
You know, I got to tell you, Carrie, can I be honest with you?
You haven't counted.
I thought it was 99. And then it was really 98. And then we added one, so it was 99. And I think we just got another one, so it might be. I don't want to say it's 100 if it's not.
Okay.
Because I think it is, but I'm not going to say that.
Close. Okay.
Because if I say it, tomorrow Susan will get a hold of me, you know, my great affiliate relations person, Susan O'Connell, over at Compass. And, you know, she's going to say, you know, it's really 82. I'm like, no, I don't want to screw it up.
Okay, I understand that. Okay.
Let me say this. In my heart of hearts, I think it's triple digits. But
Ooh, okay.
It might not be. So I'm not gonna jinx it.
Okay.
Tomorrow we will be out at the North Star Mall for those who are local to San Antonio. And by the way, if you're not in San Antonio, there are airplanes that come here every day. If you're a true fan, you'll drop everything tomorrow and just fly in for this.
Oh yes, absolutely.
or you can stay where you are and send a fraction of your plane ticket in to help, you know, buy presents for kids.
Well,
we do the Elf Louise Radiothon every year. This is my 13th time doing it with Louise Locker. She's the elf herself, and we collect money so that she can go and buy presents for kids in the San Antonio area that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas. I think it's 15,000 families or something now. It might even be more than that. I could be wrong about that. But Carrie and I go out there, and from 4 o'clock to 6:30 Central Time, we will be out there in San Antonio at the North Star Mall collecting money, and I'm not going to hug you. Don't be coming in for a hug.
I think we need to hug.
That's not happening.
Yes.
You remember what happened last time, and you just now got off probation.
Okay.
Because of
all right, then I will not be giving a hug tomorrow.
All right, so make sure you come out there. We'll take your phone calls. I'm going to live stream the show from our local affiliate, our flagship WOAI. Plus, the other radio stations will in fact hear a best of show with some great interviews that you probably heard recently. You might have missed some of them, so you'll have that available to you. The very latest on Matt Lauer. I was in the car today, either to or from the gym, and I hear this breaking news. First pictures of Matt Lauer have been spotted. Well, he's been spotted in the Hamptons, and I'm like, oh, I got to check that out. So, you know, it shouldn't be. What I did, Carrie, was I pulled off the road, mm-hmm. and then I opened up my app so I could see the pictures.
Yes.
I would never do that driving.
All
right, that'd be
good.
Stupid.
That's very good.
It's a picture of him getting into a car, getting out of a car. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, he's handing something to a lawyer.
This is the deal? Really?
Yeah.
So it was a whole lot of nothing. But you do have the story. He actually said something on this. And I'm going to preface it by saying he sounds to me an awful lot like Al Franken from last week. Go ahead.
All right. This is from Fox News. Matt Lauer issued a statement in the wake of his firing from the Today Show, which was announced on Wednesday following a detailed complaint of sexual misconduct against the news anchor. More women have since spoken out about Lauer's alleged inappropriate behavior. In a statement read by his former Today co-host, Lauer said, quote, "There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I'm writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what's being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there's enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. I regret that my shame is now shared by the people I cherish dearly." Lauer added, "Repairing the damage caused by his alleged actions will take a lot of time and soul searching, and I'm committed to beginning that effort. It is now my full-time job," he added. "And the last 2 days have forced me to take a very hard look at my own troubling flaws. It's been humbling. I'm blessed to be surrounded by the people I love. I thank them for their patience and grace."
Didn't Al Franken just last week say he was embarrassed and ashamed?
Yes.
Ashamed. I don't recall it that way. And Matt Lauer also sort of couches it by saying,
there's some truth to it, some not.
Yeah, some's been mischaracterized. And I'm like, come on, man. Just own up to it. Own it. And then maybe the forgiveness process starts. Mm-hmm. And we're also hearing stories now that, in fact, those who are his co-hosts and his co-workers didn't just find out, that they had known for a while. That's being reported by, I don't know, Variety or Hollywood Insider or somebody. But this thing is not going to go away anytime soon. His former boss, who's now the boss over at CNN, says, "Oh, this isn't the Matt I knew. This isn't the Matt I knew." It's like it just started when he left or something. The current management at NBC, we had no idea this sort of thing was happening. So what they have, and it seems obvious now, there is something that was at least photographic that was such strong proof that they had to make him go. And I said this yesterday. It has to be something really, really, without a doubt, you know, sealed tight. That's it. Boom. Done. You really can't talk your way out of this. And it turns out it looks like that's what it is. I guess there were text messages and maybe there were, you know, the sexting and things like that. That's the allegation anyway, where he's showing his private parts, where he's saying, you know, lewd things. Now there's a report that Meredith Vieira says she found a big bag of sex toys in her office one day that she alleges that he put there. Katie Couric says that all he did was pinch her rear end. Oh, and by the way, now all of NBC, with all this going on, all of NBC now hates Megyn Kelly.
Saw that story too. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Not like her over there right now.
Are they
now.
Looking for a scapegoat? I mean, she says what was appropriate, I think. I didn't find it to be her. And again, I don't watch the show. I just read what she said. But it seemed to be appropriate, you know, with what's going on. And for some reason, I guess they were looking for a person to hate. And she's the one. Do me a favor. Get that story with her statement ready to go.
Okay.
And I still, a lot of people didn't get heard on Matt Lauer yesterday. We'll certainly give you a chance to call in. It's 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. We'll come right back. At the bottom of the hour will be Ted Poe, U.S. Representative, great state of Texas. So make sure you keep it right. There's plenty going on in this program. We're just getting going to the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Bye. Talking about my baby. A little apple of the loop.
Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Glad to have you here. 1-800-383-9624. People are calling. We'll get to you in a little while. Carrie, we like to have the people involved in the show, right?
Absolutely, we do.
I mean, why the hell not?
Best part.
Well, I let's admit it.
Joe Pagsy.
Well, I think they give more than you do a lot of the time.
Why are you being so mean today? Why are you being especially mean?
You know why? You know why? Because I know your game, and I'm not doing the hug tomorrow.
I have no game. We'll see.
It's not happening. Don't you dare.
Oh, I just might.
All right. I want to go off the beaten path a little bit, though. And let me just start out by saying my daughter, Sam, is a great cook.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still pulling stuff out of my teeth.
Dude, I didn't know that. Shouldn't you have cleaned or flossed or something before?
I did. I flossed. I put a whole freaking rope in there, like you would park a boat with.
Uh-huh.
And there's a whole pig in my teeth right now.
Yeah.
And the thing that we had some ribs, and she's a dynamite cook. She's a great cook.
Love ribs.
But I don't know what the hell is wrong with the people at the butcher shop. Don't ever cut ribs like that again. Instead of cutting ribs like you normally would, and then you could pick them up and, you know, eat the ribs. They cut them sideways or something. And I'm sucking on their. I was like, what is this? Nobody eats ribs like this. What is this?
That's pretty weird.
And have you ever had that where it's cut the opposite way or something?
I don't think so, no.
Now, from what I understand, her boyfriend or something likes it like that. Guess what? I don't care.
Oh, come on.
Cut them the right way. Thank you.
He's doing it for
and again,
our boyfriend.
Delicious. She seasoned it, dynamite. She cooked them incredibly. But I'm still pulling meat out of my teeth. And it's got to stop now.
Yeah, please.
Next segment, it'll be a close-up. Let me see if I can do this for the people.
Yeah, don't do it to those people.
Can you see? No? You guys can't see that? Newsmax is going, please don't do that. All right, let me back off. I'm just saying, there are pig parts in my teeth. And here's the thing. It was delicious. Loved it.
Yeah.
But please, don't ever. And then she was like, no, it's kind of cool because you can kind of pick them up and you can kind of eat them. No, it wasn't cool. I just want to take the bone out or I can eat it off the bone. Don't cut the bones in half and sideways.
I've never heard of that before.
And her boyfriend's 6'5 and 98 pounds. This is why. Because he's not getting any meat off the bone.
He needs to put some meat on.
What is he doing? What is that?
Well, it was still nice that she cooked you some ribs.
Oh, it was wonderful. They were absolutely delicious. I think I got 7 total ounces. Not even that much, because 7 total ounces is almost half a pound. I got like 3 ounces, and then I was picking my teeth for the next 3 hours.
Okay. Well, take care of that during the show.
I've got an interview that I taped right before the show with Ted Poe at the bottom, and I'll probably be just picking my teeth the entire time.
Those sounds.
Hold on, Ted. Hold on a second. I'm telling you, and again, delicious. But no, it was not a cute, fun cut. At one point, and I love Sam Deal, she's watching right now. At one point, she says, it's kind of fun to eat it this way, isn't it? And my mom's in town, and her boyfriend's in town, and my wife's in town. And we're all like, yeah, it's fun.
Aww.
And the thing is, I know Sam very well. She didn't like it either, eating them like that.
But she's just trying to make the best of it. Boyfriend once, yeah. She was. I mean, they were cut the way they were cut. So, yeah, you got to make the best of it.
I'm telling you. There's like a big hole back here that's like holding a lot of pig right back here.
Okay, all right. Don't show
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. So what did Megyn Kelly do today that caused the ire? I mean, seriously, the entire staff of NBC.
They're ticked, supposedly.
The entire staff of NBC should be ticked at Matt Lauer and should be mad that this was allowed to go on and should be angry that it took so long to come out. But instead, they found a vessel.
I don't think they liked her in the first place to begin with. Those are the reports that I heard. So,
and the thing is,
perfect scapegoat.
With Lauer out of there, she's now the highest paid personality on NBC.
I heard about that.
All right, so what do you have for me? Go ahead.
This is from the Daily Mail. Staffers of the Today Show have expressed their disgust and outrage at Megyn Kelly for her smug, self-aggrandizing display and insensitivity to her distraught colleagues in the wake of Matt Lauer's firing. Insiders at the show told DailyMail.com if she had a public comment to make. She should have focused on the accuser and the Today team, who are devastated by the allegations surrounding Lauer and his firing, which came late Tuesday night. Instead, Kelly used her platform on her show Wednesday to say, this one does hit close to home. I, too, have known Matt for a long time, and he's been a friend and kind and supportive to me in my transition to NBC News. Later that day, at a media event in Manhattan, she held his firing as a sign of progress. Her Today show colleagues are outraged. We work in an industry of egos, but this is the most opportunistic thing we've ever seen, said one staffer. We now have the highest paid person at NBC News hosting one of the lowest rating shows. And rather than being humble, she takes the first opportunity to take the spotlight and make it all about her and what she knew. Our team is hurting, and the newest member of the team who's yet to prove herself is out and about making public comments that she truly has no knowledge of.
I don't get it. She can't make an opinion. She can't say something, and they immediately attack her. I guess they're looking for somebody to attack. I understand that because, you know, I guarantee you there's still a lot of people there that love Matt Lauer and wish that none of this happened, and probably would welcome him back even knowing that it did happen. That doesn't mean that you attack Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly made a smart deal by making a lot of money. I think she should have stayed at Fox. She was very good at Fox.
I do too.
But she went there, got a bunch of money, which is great for her family and for her career. And these people need to get off the hate train because it just doesn't make any sense. Now you've got somebody who is actually saying this isn't okay, and I'm glad that we're shining a public light on it. I'm glad that these stories are coming out so we can start fixing what the problem is. How is that somehow egotistical? Is what she said egotistical in your mind?
I don't think so, no.
What does it have to do with her ego?
I don't think anything, but like I said, I think they're just looking for a scapegoat, and she's the one.
I think that's pretty lame. By the way, if you're watching on the TV, there is a sync issue with Carrie today. We're doing the audio a little bit different than we normally do, so the audio is much faster than the video is. Her video is a little bit behind the audio, but I think you kind of get it. And Newsmax, I know, can do some adjusting to make it closer, but it's not going to be perfect today. We'll work on it for tomorrow. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Hey, Carolyn, I've got about a minute if you want it. Go ahead.
Yes, I actually seen Megan this morning. I don't like her, but she did what she's supposed to do. She was very professional, and I'm really grateful that she did it. A lot of us noticed about, I think it was 2006, that something was going on with Matt Lauer. Even Conan O'Brien calls him creepy Matt Lauer.
Really?
And because, I found something on the internet. Well, it just popped up on Google on my telephone yesterday. And it's got a list, about six different lists of people accusing him of different things. And he is very creepy. I mean, from what I've seen when he was talking to Meredith, It was like something stood up in him and just took over him.
No, you're right. And Carolyn, I got to run here, but I do want to expand upon that just a little bit. There is an outtake, like on a commercial break or something, with Meredith Vieira bending over to pick up papers or something. And Matt Lauer says, hey, keep on bending over. That's a great view, something like that. And you know, it's completely and utterly inappropriate. I couldn't even conjure up the idea of saying something like that in the workplace. So obviously he had been getting away with this for a long time. And I don't think anything Megyn Kelly said was wrong. Ted Poe, when we come back, he's a Republican in the great state of Texas on this and many other topics. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
WOAI.
Great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Always a pleasure to have you here, and I love having this guy on. It's Congressman Ted Poe, District 2 Republican in the great state of Texas. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe.
It's always an absolute pleasure. I always have to start out, how's your health? You look great. And I know you just physically ran from the House floor to come and do this interview, so you must be in good shape.
I do feel good, but I did run across the street from the Capitol and make the show.
And you made it happen. My viewers, my listeners, and I, of course, we all appreciate it. Lots to talk about, lots to get to, and let's jump right into it. A couple of really hot topics today. Number one, tax reform, and number two has got to be Rex Tillerson. So let's start with number one. I think tax reform is what people are really keeping an eye on. And in fact, the Dow Jones has just gone nuts because John McCain says he's not going to do the thumbs down like he did last time. Well, what are your thoughts about getting this done?
I'm very optimistic. The Senate is going to vote either tonight or tomorrow on the bill itself, their bill. It'll pass. And then next week, probably Monday, the House will vote to go to conference. As we learned in civics, government is operating the right way now.
Right.
Both chambers have passed a bill. They're a little different. Go to conference, and we come back with one bill, and each chamber will vote on that. And I think it will pass at the end of the day, and that's why the stock market is going ballistic.
And by the way, during the 8 years of Obama, that's not how it worked. He would say, you know, I'd really like to have that bill, but since I can't get it passed, I'll just use my pen and my phone and I'll write something myself, and we'll just change regulations through these different departments. So this really is back. It's like old school again, Ted. You guys actually, you know, are doing something, whereas under Obama, I don't think that you could. The president wanted this done by Christmas. It looks like it might get done way before then. What do you think?
I think it might be done before Christmas. We were supposed to get out of the session around the 14th. Now we're talking about the 22nd, maybe later in the year. And I think we will get this done and have the tax bill to the president for Christmas.
And by the way, and it's the great the Republican Congressman Ted Poe from Texas. When this gets signed, does it go into effect immediately? Is there a start date in it? How does it work?
There are parts that start immediately. Others are retroactive and some are delayed. So it depends on the specific section of the bill.
So there's a good chance once this passes and the president signs it that we'll actually feel the effects very quickly.
That's right. We certainly will. And even for next year for people filing their income tax next year, it'll be affected because of this bill that we're passing this year.
We're hanging out with Ted Poe, who's a great friend of mine and just certainly a wonderful congressman. Rex Tillerson, I'm guessing he's from Texas. You must know Rex Tillerson, right?
I do.
What's the story here? I mean, I talked to Rick Perry about it. The president seems to have supported Rex Tillerson, but somebody writes something in a newspaper, and then suddenly he's on the way out. What do you know?
The scuttlebutt, of course, the D.C. rumor mill, is that he is on the way out, and Pompeo will take his place. But Rex Tillerson's going to be around a while, apparently, to try to fix some of the structure of the State Department to make it more accountable.
Yeah.
And so that's the rumor that we're hearing.
But I mean, I was in Washington, as you know, about a month ago interviewing the president, and I got the hell out of there as soon as I could. It just isn't my kind of place. And I think that's probably why you're not running for reelection. It's time to come home, right? But so Rex Tillerson's a Texas guy. Is Washington just, is that whole thing just not his scene? And I'm not asking you if he's leaving because nobody said anything yet. But I mean, I would guess that a guy like you and a guy like me, you don't really want to hang out in Washington that long.
Well, I like Rex Tillerson a lot. I have a lot of confidence in him. Secretary of State, comparing him to giveaway Kerry, who was up here to give away the Iranians, and then Hillary Clinton, who was also up here. He is a gentleman. He knows exactly what he's doing. And so I would personally hate to see him go from the Secretary of State. But, of course, that's the president's decision.
It's Congressman Ted Poe, District 2 Republican, the great state of Texas. John Conyers. I know of John Conyers because I spent 8 years in Michigan. I've never interviewed him, but this is what jumps out at me. When Obamacare was being pushed down our throats, some reporter asked him, have you read the bill? And historically and very memorably, he said, read the bill. Read the bill. It's like 1,000 pages. I'm not going to read the bill. I'm not going to read the damn bill. I mean, that sort of arrogance that came off of John Conyers just during, you know, a legislative thing that was his job. Now we're getting all these odd stories about him in his underwear, walking around the House in his office. And I don't mean his house. I mean the House of Representatives in his office. And all of these women are coming out of the woodwork. Just in 4 or 5 days, Nancy Pelosi has gone from he's an icon, leave him alone, I don't know who these women are, to he has to resign. Where are you on John Conyers? I'm guessing you know the guy because you've been in the House with him for a while. What are your impressions of him, and should he go?
Well, I do know him, and he came into the House of Representatives in 1964.
Wow.
I was junior high. You weren't even around.
I wasn't
then.
Born yet.
He's the longest-serving member of Congress. He's in his late 80s.
Wow.
So he's been around a long time. Just, you know, the accusations against Conyers. He stepped down from the Judiciary Committee for the leadership leading Democrat.
Right.
And I agree. I think that it's better for him and the House of Representatives and the people he represents to go ahead and resign now, not just fail to run again, but resign right away.
It's been brought up recently, Ted, that the private sector, like NBC got rid of Matt Lauer as soon as it was obvious through a picture or a video or something that he really did something egregious. They got rid of him that day. $25 million man. It's a $500 million, you know, a show for them that they stand to lose a lot of money now losing their main anchor. But they didn't mess around. They couldn't. The private sector seems to be moving very quickly. Same thing with Charlie Rose. Same thing with this guy from NPR. But for some reason in politics, it doesn't seem to move at that speed. Any idea why? Is it just the inner mechanisms of Washington that you can't, you know, take the gum out long enough out of the gears to say, come on, Conyers, you're walking around your underwear. You got to go.
Well, people have recommended to him privately, even publicly, that he resign.
Yeah.
The people who fire us, though, are the voters.
Yeah.
They fire us. And so they're not getting going to do that. They're not getting that opportunity, if you will. Yeah. So it has to come from within. And members of Congress have to, in this situation, encourage another member to do that. Nancy Pelosi or the Speaker, all of those can make recommendation. At the end of the day, though, the member of Congress is responsible for making that decision until the next firing cycle comes up.
Which is every 2 years for you guys, right?
2 years, yes. So that might explain the slowness of it. Doesn't make it right, but it does move slow. But the thing here is, I think it's going to move pretty fast on John Conyers. I really do.
It's Congressman Ted Poe. Ted, you've got to be awfully proud of what's happening on the border. And I don't mean proud. We just had a Border Patrol agent die, and we'll talk about that in a second. But the raw numbers are magical. I mean, since Trump came into office and since all of your work on the border, whether it be a physical wall or a technological wall or a virtual wall, something right is going on at the border to where we now are getting closer. Not yet, but we're getting closer to managing who does and doesn't come into our country. Talk a little bit about the progress you've seen just in the last year.
Congress has appropriated more money to build, as I call it, the virtual wall on the border. And that is being done and it's being used. But the current law that we already have, which isn't that bad, is being enforced on the border. And the Border Patrol agents know now that if they arrest somebody coming across the border, that they will go see an immigration judge. And the immigration judge, if they're not here lawfully, will order them deported. So the rule of law is actually taking place. I've been on the border at times when with the Border Patrol at night, and all of a sudden we're going down a dirt road and people are raising their hands. They want to be arrested. These five guys were from Costa Rica, illegally coming in the U.S., want to get arrested so that they can get that slip by an immigration judge to show up in a year.
Which they never do. Yeah.
Oh, they don't ever come back. So that's changed a lot. And the message is also out on the other side of the border that the rule of law is going to be enforced. And so it's being done. There's more equipment that's being used by all of our border protectors. And so the numbers are down. And we're going to, contrary to what the media says and some of the bomb throwers on the left, we're going to enforce the rule of law on the border. And it is being done by the administration.
Well, Ted, what is mechanically, what's the difference? Because before under Obama, he changed the regulations and basically said ignore the law. And what you're describing is catch and release. You come, you get here, you get caught, you get released, and you get a summons, and nobody ever shows up to court, and they just get to stay. What's different now? We catch them and do what with them?
Well, they are detained, and then they're physically removed. Most of them voluntarily removed, but they're physically removed. Rather than the border agent saying to the person that comes in the country, you have to turn around and go back.
And you know that you're going to be detained and you're actually going to go through due process. Nobody wants that. So why not try to come in legally? It's Ted Poe, District 2 Republican, great state of Texas. We had a Border Patrol agent die last week. And now I'm hearing varying reports today. I guess somebody in Dallas is saying that it was actually a car accident. But we initially heard the report that he was beaten to death with rocks or something. What do you know about that case?
I don't know the actual details from law enforcement, just some of the things that the rest of us have heard.
Sure.
But it would not surprise me that they were rocked to death on the border. And what does that mean? That means that people have come in the United States, and when they are confronted, in some cases, they throw rocks. They throw rocks across the border. I was on the Rio Grande River with the Border Patrol, and all of a sudden, here come rocks from the Mexican side pelting the boat we were in. That is a habit of the people on the other side of the border. We even have cars and trucks on our side, Border Patrol cars, with cages on the top to protect the damage from the rocks. So that is not a situation, but it looks to me like they were both stoned. One of them still alive in critical condition, and the other one apparently was stoned to death.
And you're right. I mean, this has been something that we've reported on here for many, many years. On the other side, they're throwing rocks. I remember at one point, I believe a few years ago, a Border Patrol agent actually shot back because they were under attack, under rock attack. And, oh, he's the worst person ever because how does he shoot somebody across the border? The bottom line is we can either have a friendly border or we can have an unfriendly border. And if it's going to be an animosity-based border, it's not going to be good for the other side, I would think.
That's exactly correct. And the that situation that you talked about, you have a great memory. That's exactly what happened to the national media got all over the Border Patrol agent for defending himself.
Right.
And that's what he was doing.
He otherwise might have died. He had to do something to stop them from throwing, you know, these lethal weapons at them. It's Ted Poe, District 8 Republican, District 2 Republican, great state of Texas. Ted, when I ask you one more question, I had Ajit Pai on yesterday from the FCC. I think he's the great chairman. I really think it was a great move to put him up to chairman. He had to sit back there in the minority under Obama and just see all these weird regulations showing up and all this odd stuff going on when it comes to what we do online and other stuff. Do you have a good handle on net neutrality and where you... and where you are on it, because my conversation with him just solidified my belief that net neutrality was a big power grab by Obama in what we do online.
Well, let me give you my opinion on that. First of all, let me tell you this. We have been getting lots of calls with a script for people who are in favor of net neutrality. My staff asks them when they call, what is net neutrality? And they don't quite know what I'm talking about. They're just reading a script
right.
that has sent them. It is simple. Net neutrality, that means that we're going to let the government decide who gets access to the internet. And the government is going to determine what is fair. Now, do we want the government deciding that? Absolutely not. There are too many examples of the government getting control of something and making a mess out of it. So we want freedom. And freedom means that the public sector, capitalism, and it really is capitalism that is working on the internet, be controlled by the private sector. Not by government coming and saying, we are going to decide who's fair, and you're not being fair. Keep the government out of it. It's been working great, I think. And, of course, we will see where it goes at the end of the day. I think the president is absolutely right. Net neutrality is a sham. It makes more government control and less freedom. I'm opposed to it.
And there wasn't a problem in 2015 when this was pushed upon us. It wasn't like there was something wrong going on and Obama said, I better fix this and save the people. It wasn't that at all. It was exactly what you said, just like Obamacare was. It was through fraud. I mean, they called it net neutrality because it sounds like we all want that. Through fraud, they pushed it upon us, and now the government has control of something it didn't have before, and this will probably stifle new technology and new expansion and everything else. Ted, I always appreciate it. It's always very, very good to talk to you because your knowledge on these topics is paramount. And anytime, my friend, we'll make sure we make it happen again. Are you okay? Because you don't sound like you're out of breath. You came over quickly from the house.
I ran across the street. Yeah, I am fine. I'm fine. Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, Ted. Hey, listen, it's always an honor. We'll talk to you again very soon, my friend.
Okay. Happy day.
Back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show. Time.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
All right, great to have you. The Joe Pag Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. Lots going on this Thursday. Great interview with Ted Poe, not because of me, Carrie Shush.
Yeah,
great interview with Ted Poe because Ted is in the know. And what I like about Ted is he's always been just very upfront with me. I've known him a good 11, 12 years now. And now that he's heading out of Congress, he really cares even less. And what I mean by that is not that he doesn't care about his district, because he does. And he cares about the laws of the United States. But he doesn't, you know, the I don't know, where you might filter a little bit kind of goes out the window. And he's just right at it. I'm glad that he talked about Tillerson. What is happening with Rex Tillerson? Did somebody just come out in some magazine or newspaper article or some television article and say, word is, we're hearing word that there's a rumor that he's going to go?
Yeah, pretty much. I've heard various media outlets are saying that he's going to be gone by next month. They asked the president about it today. He said, quote, Rex is here. And that's all he said about it. So,
they said, is Rex Tillerson here? And the president's answer
Rex
was,
Rex is here.
Yes.
And that's all he said.
You know what I mean? So
they're being very vague about it, but
and maybe he's going to go. I don't know. I don't know whether he likes the job or not. I don't know whether he and the president behind closed doors get along. You know, you've heard some back and forth. You've heard some rumblings about what somebody said. Somebody was a moron, and somebody said, "Don't worry about it. You shouldn't do this." And that. Long story short is, this has been like the news cycle all day. And what is the media, happy to get away from Matt Lauer or something? It's weird to me.
I don't know, but they've been all over it today. But there's no answer yet.
By the way, I've got this story from Mediaite, a media, I guess you'd say a media observing or observation website. And I believe that it was started by Dan Abrams, or he was part of it or still is. But the headline is, today co-hosts knew about Matt Lauer allegations, according to Variety. And the Variety reporter, I guess, told CNN. After the Matt Lauer news broke yesterday, his Today Show co-hosts, Samantha Guthrie and Hoda Kotb, addressed the story head-on, saying they were heartbroken by the account. Quote, "We just learned this moments ago, just this morning," a shocked-looking Guthrie said, suggesting that this was the first time the co-hosts had heard a mention of the bombshell allegations. But what if they already knew, the writer writes? That's what Variety writer Ramin Sitouda, come on, really? R-A-M-I-N. Ramen or ramen?
Ramen, I guess.
And the last name is S-E-T-O-O-D-E-H.
Sitouda.
I'm just going to say it fast. Ramen Sitouda, who co-wrote the devastating account detailing the allegations against Lauer, suggested when he appeared on CNN this morning, quote, "Our sources say it wasn't even considered a secret," he said. "It was known by many employees of the Today Show, including some employees that have gone on television and said publicly we had no idea. Some of the other personalities, on-air personalities, were aware of these allegations." So the question becomes, does the Today Show just wipe everybody out and start all over? I mean, does that have to happen? Do you believe that nobody else had any clue this guy was who he is? I don't know, man. That's weird to me. We come back, it'll be Trump tweets. We'll have some fun with that. Nancy Pelosi changing her tune on John Conyers. Your thoughts on Lauer, Conyers, Tillerson? Oh, my. Keep it right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed you do. Glad to have you. Great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. Glad to have you along for the ride on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what? Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Seems I got the
along with Carrie Lockey. My news anchor, General Payne, in the posterior. Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
Just fine.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
So we're ready for the Big Elf Louise Radiothon tomorrow, the Christmas Project. It's every year for the past 73 years. She's only 40. And tons of presents for kids that otherwise wouldn't have one. We'll be out there 4 o'clock to 6:30 at the North Star Mall in San Antonio. If you're in town, make sure you stop by. Let's go.
Took the key.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Man, I am spot on today. Should get a contract. Let's go.
Feeling all right.
That was a little bit out. What?
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Bop, 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 bum. Bop, bop. How do you like that? My mom's in studio today. Isn't that something?
Oh, I love that.
It's funny. She can't hear the music. She just hears me screaming.
Tell her we said hello, Mama Pags.
They're saying hello, Mama Pags. Mama, if you can't just wave your hand in the shot. Wave this hand this way. No, we can't see you. The other hand. Do this one. There it is. Hey, how are you?
She's famous now.
Yes, you got a very famous hand. She could be a hand model. All right, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. There's a lot going on, a lot that I want to get to, and not a ton of time. I think we just have to come out of the box and do it, Carrie, don't you think?
I think you do. Yeah.
Let's do Trump tweets. John Conyers, Tillerson, the border. I'm really hungry. Got stuff in my teeth. Trump tweets.
Wow.
What?
Seem to be getting longer and longer every day.
What do you mean? The people love the Trump tweets.
I know they do. I know.
Come on, man.
I know. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Her first one is from last night, 8.02 p.m. Was that all right, Mom? She gave us the thumbs up behind me. All right. This is from last night, 8.02 p.m. Theresa May. Now, why is he arguing with Theresa May now?
Oh, because of that video that he posted.
What the heck are we doing here?
And she didn't care for that, and they went back and forth about it.
So she's going, let's go ahead and discuss this. And I just don't think this is positive for us to be going back and forth with our ally. Now, again, I'm not blaming the president. Maybe Theresa May should just back off. But anyway, he says, At Theresa May, don't focus on me. Focus on the destructive radical Islamic terrorism that is taking place within the United Kingdom. We're doing just fine. You know what I mean?
Okay.
8:03, 1 minute later, the president tweets out, the House of Representatives seeks contempt citations against the Justice Department and the FBI for withholding key documents and an FBI witness which could shed light on surveillance of associates of Donald Trump. Big stuff. Deep state. Give this information now. At Fox News. Why does at Fox News get the, you know what I mean?
Because he loves them.
How about at Joe Pagsy?
Yeah.
Which is not my Twitter handle. It's at Joe Talk Show. At Joe Talk Show. That's what we're going to make an at Joe Pagsy. This one is at 8:09. The president says the only people who don't like the tax cut bill are the people that don't understand it or the obstructionist Democrats that know how really good it is and do not want the credit and success to go to the Republicans. All right. Hashtag president don't care. Mm-mm. 9:23 p.m. last night. Funny to hear the Democrats talking about our national debt when President Obama doubled it in only 8 years. Hashtag Trump don't care. This is at 7:01 this morning. So he's probably watching the Fox and Friends, and this was a story on there. Yeah. The failing New York Times, the pipe organ for the Democrat Party, has become a virtual lobbyist for them with regard to our massive tax cut bill. They're so wrong so often that now I know we have a winner. And that's actually pretty interesting. That whole thing is interesting because the New York Times, it turns out, was putting out phone numbers to the offices of Republican senators trying to kill the tax cut bill. Yeah. Why wouldn't the New York Times want tax cuts? And why is an alleged newspaper, even the opinion page, you know, lobbying? Don't lobby. Give your opinion. Say why that's your opinion. Maybe back it up with some fact, which will be new to the New York Times. But why actually lobby? I mean, you're throwing any integrity out the window when you do that. From 7:25, the president says the Chinese envoy who just returned from North Korea seems to have had no impact on Little Rocket Man. Hard to believe his people and the military put up with living in such horrible conditions. Russia and China condemned the launch. All right, Little Rocket Man. 8:05 this morning, stock market hits new record high. Confidence and enthusiasm abound. More great numbers coming out. All right. And the president's final tweet for today, and he might have tweeted after this, but this is what we have prepared for the show. And maybe he didn't tweet after that alone. The Dow just broke 24,000 for the first time, another all-time record. If the Dems had won the presidential election, the market would be down 50% from these levels. And consumer confidence, which also at an all-time high, would be low and glum. So the president predicting that had Hillary Clinton won, the stock market would be at 12,000.
Wow.
Not 24,000. So that's it for Trump tweets for today. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Nancy Pelosi, I don't have the video or the audio from Saturday or Sunday when she said, well, I don't know these women, and John Conyers is an icon. I don't have that queued up. I do, however, have her answer to a question today about it. And I want to give you that because Nancy Pelosi is full of crap. She just is. She's old school. She is establishment. She is such a contrarian. She's allegedly a Catholic who is pro all these crazy liberal ideologies and ideas. So she was asked about it today, and Newsmax, I'm going to take that. She was asked about it today and responded this way when asked about John Conyers and whether he should resign.
Allegations against Congressman Conyers, as we have learned more since Sunday, are serious, disappointing, and very credible. It's very sad. The brave women who came forward are owed justice. I pray for Congressman Conyers and his family and wish them well. However, Congressman Conyers should resign. As Dean, Congressman Conyers has served at our Congress for more than 5 decades and shaped some of the most consequential legislation of the last half century. However, zero tolerance means consequences for everyone, no matter how great the legacy. It's no license to harass or discriminate.
Okay, so I'll stop it there. What changed since Sunday? Suddenly they're credible? Suddenly they're real? Suddenly they should be listened to? And I never understood her comment on the weekend, on these, I guess, on the Sunday shows, where she was talking about how he's an icon. Kara, if somebody's an icon, can they therefore walk around in their job in their underwear?
No.
If you're an icon?
No, they cannot.
So, I mean, I'm just a little bit confused about it, and she's had a come to Jesus of sorts. Some people are speculating she's doing this because this will give her more leverage and more stature as she complains about people like Roy Moore. Maybe that's why she's doing it. Maybe she really does, you know, feel this way now. I don't know. John Conyers, however, is what? He's in the hospital somewhere?
Yeah, too much stress. For stress-related problems.
Before I talk to Ted Poe, did you know that John Conyers had been in the House of Representatives for 53 years?
No, I didn't know he had been in that long.
53 years. It's more of a philosophical and general question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Isn't a story like John Conyers, or let's say Strom Thurmond, who was a Republican, or Robert Byrd, the Grand Dragon, or whatever he was for the KKK, isn't the idea that these people are in office in these jobs for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, isn't that enough of an argument for term limits?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want somebody in that job making policy and so completely jaded by what Washington, D.C. really is? And I would imagine as John Conyers took office in 1964, Detroit was looking a whole lot better than it looks today as far as economically, jobs-wise, and so on, crime-wise. What has he done for the city of Detroit that enables him and entitles him to that job for 53 years? I don't understand it. So 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Isn't he the poster boy now, the poster child for term limits and get these people out of there after a term or two? I don't know. We'll see what you have to say. 1-800-383-9624. Go to the social media as well, joepags.com, for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. We are back after this.
Joe Pags.
Everybody.
When you want to cut through the noise, join us at the top end 30 minutes past the hour.
Because I want to make sure I'm getting the most correct information available.
San Antonio's place for news is News Radio 1200.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
WOAI.
Great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. After the bottom of the hour, Carrie, do me a favor. After the bottom of the hour, let's do that story out of London, which okay. I guess was the impetus for President Trump. Well, actually, President Trump retweeted some sort of jihad videos or something. And then Theresa May had a problem with that. And he's like, yeah, you worry about yourself. Don't worry about us. And then the Muslim mayor of London is now saying that the president shouldn't come to England at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, give me that ready. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour.
Got it.
That's an interesting story, and I want to be able to put that out there. Also, we'll talk about Roy Moore, the judge running for Senate out of Alabama, the seat left open by Jeff Sessions that had been filled by Luther Strange. Then Moore beat Strange in the primary, and he's actually back in the lead now. But I guess he did some sort of a get-together yesterday, and he blamed certain people for why the attacks are happening.
Yeah, I did see that.
I don't know that that's helpful for him. Although in Alabama, maybe it is. Who knows? So we'll make sure that we hit on that as well. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to Rita, who is in Alabama. Hi, Rita. What's going on? Hello, Rita. Hello, Rita. You know, it sounds like somebody's there, Carrie, but I gave her a shot.
Okay.
Call back if you need to. Rita opens a line, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Going to be Carl in California. Hi, Carl.
Hey, what's up, Brother Joe? How you doing?
God living the dream, America, my friend. Man. Hey, right back at you.
All right. Hey, man, I got a couple of things to say on this. You know, here's the one, you know, all the pervs out there in D.C., man, they all need to be outed. That's one. That's just your baby, all right?
Right.
All right. But here's the thing, you know, I'm a career soldier. All right, I won't give you my last name. I'm high ranking.
Cool.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
And every month since back in the 80s, yeah, you know, we've been going through this EO, you know, sexual harassment training, you know, and they even made fun of it on South Park by sexual harassment panda, you know.
Okay.
You know, and here's my action. It goes both ways. All right? It really, really does, you know. And
Carl, you got to hold on for a second for me. Carrie, help me out here. Because I love Carl. I love his service. I love that he's a great guy. Yeah. I love that he's they called in and he wants to take part. I have never, ever in my life heard somebody more laid back.
I know. I think it's more laid back than Polo.
And Carl, don't hang up. I just have you on hold. I did not hang up on you. I just had to put you on hold because I need the audience to understand that my brain goes a million miles a minute, and maybe I need you to slow me down, but holy crap. I mean, my goodness, my man. Carl, I got to ask you, are you retired from the military? Because you sound like you're really laid back.
No, I am now retired. I'm medically
Thank
retired.
Thank God,
brother.
Because you sound really, really calm, and I mean, I'm just not that calm. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? Boost Bar helps a lot, man.
I don't know what that is. Is that a medication?
Yeah, it's okay. for anti-anxiety and, you know, just chill a brother out.
I'm glad that it's working for you. I just got to tell you, you are incredibly and wonderfully laid back. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So, here's a skibby. What's going on in D.C., you know? It's, how is it going to be draining the swamp, going to be helpful, you know, when the weeds are still there?
No way, you got to pull the weeds too. I'm down, man. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There's still going to be weeds in the swamp, man. You know, we just need to freaking take a wrecking ball to the whole bloody thing, is what I'm saying, man. And just dig it all up and put a concrete pond in it. Put a cement pond in there.
Carl, have a great one. I love you like a brother, but man, Carl is just, I'm telling you, he's chilling.
And I
got to be honest, I'm a little jealous right now. I wish I were chilling as hard as Carl is. I love him like a brother. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Have you ever been that relaxed?
I don't think I have.
Never have I. I've been under anesthesia. I was under general anesthesia to have the CRT removed.
And you weren't
And
that
I
relaxed.
Still wasn't that relaxed.
I know.
For those who don't know what the CRT is, go back in the archives. You'll find it. All right, let me go back at it and say hello and welcome to, it looks like Rita in Alabama is back. Hi, Rita. What's going on?
Hey, I heard you say about the Nancy Pelosi thing. I'm to the opinion that they might be sacrificing some of these people so they can go at Roy Moore myself.
Well, Nancy Pelosi will have no pull on that case because she's in the House, and Roy Moore, should he win, it looks like he might, would be in the Senate. I mean, she can complain about it, but she wouldn't be part of any ethics committees or anything like that because she's in a different department.
Yeah, but you know how they are, the left, how they're going to hurt him and everything. I voted for him at first. I voted for Luther Strange.
Yeah.
But after I did, I heard how, you know, that McConnell was pushing him, the globalist and all that stuff, and I thought, but the reason I didn't, Roy Moore, was because he was so controversial, but now I think I'll vote for him because this lady, I don't have TV anymore. I work a full-time job. I'm 64 years old. I won't be able to retire. And so I don't have TV anymore. I can't afford it. So no, I'm not whining or anything. But I listen to talk radio, and I love to listen to you when I get off work.
Well, but, I love that you love to listen to me, Rita. I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I listen to you and others, too. And on our local talk radio, this girl talked yesterday, and she's coming to Alabama. Janet, she was on the MSNBC. Can I say her name on TV?
If she's on MSNBC, sure, say her name. That's fine.
No, she's not on there, but she was a guest on there, but I didn't see it.
Oh yeah, I don't know who the guest is. That doesn't really matter. So is this some sort of an accuser of Roy Moore?
Well, no. Her name is Janet Porter, and she is coming to Alabama to help support him.
Okay.
And because she's against abortions, and you know, Doug Johnson's going to take her guns away, and you know, all that stuff. And we don't. Not that I'm a gun toter, but you know,
I am. I'm a gun toter. I'm proud to say I'm a gun toter. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she is coming to Alabama, and so we're going to have a lot of people coming to Alabama to help us out.
So I'm going to leave you with this. It's a simple question. You're there. I'm not. I love being on there. I'm on several stations in Alabama now. Is he going to win? What is the local news saying? I mean, are they saying that it looks like it's turned around? Because that's what I'm hearing nationally.
Well, see, I don't get local. I go to my mom's house and watch Fox.
No. I mean local news on your radio station. I'm guessing the local radio does.
Yeah, the guy pretty much thinks that he is. And I was listening, and can I say another radio host, Steve Sanchez?
If he's on the same station as I am.
I don't know if Steve Sanchez is or not, but he thinks he's going to win. I started listening to him on Sunday night.
I don't know who Steve Sanchez is, but what the heck? I mean, for me, it looks like things are turning around. And I appreciate you, Rita. Thank you. It looks like things are turning around. Looks like Roy Moore has a much better chance than he did just a week or two ago. Look, even his comments, you know, Carrie, those comments that he made, you're going to have those comments coming up, right?
Yes, I will.
Those comments that he made look like they might have helped him. So maybe Alabama's looking for somebody who just doesn't mince any words. He's not politically correct. He has no filter and just doesn't care. And at this point, hashtag Roy Moore don't care. Interestingly, as many people try to compare Roy Moore to Al Franken and Matt Lauer and John Conyers and all these people, you really can't. Roy Moore has said, I didn't do it. He is denying it. These other guys are admitting it, even though their admissions are very weird. And Conyers didn't, but the admissions are very odd. They still are. Roy Moore say never happened, the devil did this, and these other people did this, and we'll have that story when we come back. We'll also have the story of President Trump visiting London, and I guess the Muslim mayor had something to say about that. There is so much more to do here, and we don't have that much time, so make sure you stick around. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Listen to radio for info in the morning.
Most in the morning.
Every morning for weather.
Kickstart your day.
I turn on even before I get up out of bed.
With the news and info you can use. News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Hi, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show. Wonderful radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Do me a favor, stop by there. Facebook right now is playing a game. Gain a few, lose a few. Gain a few, lose a few. I'm not moving at all. In fact, I'm about 10 down from yesterday. So Facebook's still playing the game. Facebook.com/Joe Talk Show. Like the page, and Zuckerberg will probably make you unlike it at some point. But just keep on checking. If you're not getting anything from me in your feed, you probably were unliked from the page without your knowledge. Also, at Joe Talk Show on Twitter, at Joe Talk Show on Instagram. Now, I know that it's BuzzFeed, so I'm not really sure if it's a viable source. I mean, BuzzFeed is questionable at best for me, but that's the story. That's the outlet that has the story on Roy Moore, right?
That is correct. Speaking from the pulpit at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Alabama Wednesday night, Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore accused liberals, gays, bisexuals, transgender people, and socialists of fabricating sexual harassment allegations against him in an effort to keep his conservative Christian views out of Washington. The Alabama Republican has repeatedly and emphatically denied accusations. He initiated a sexual encounter with a woman when she was 14 and he was 32, as well as the accounts of several other women who have said Moore inappropriately pursued them when they were teenagers. During his sermon-like speech Wednesday night, Moore again dismissed the women's claims as false and malicious, blaming the raft of stories about his alleged misconduct on a conspiracy cooked up by, quote, Democrats pushing a liberal agenda who tried unsuccessfully to ruin his campaign. When I say they, who are they? He told the clapping congregation. They're liberals. They don't hold conservative values. They're the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender who want to change our culture. And they're socialists who want to change our way of life and put man above God. God and the government is our God, and they're the Washington establishment who don't want to lose their power. A staunch religious conservative, Moore has a history of discriminating against the LGBT community. As a circuit court judge in 1996, he was removed from a divorce case after ruling a man-woman who had an affair with another woman could not visit her children unsupervised or with her lesbian partner. He's also refused to enforce the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling in support of same-sex marriage.
There you go. So, hashtag Roy Moore don't care. So I'm wondering, does he hurt or help himself by making comments like that? Now, look, I understand the landscape of America, and especially when you're going to consider the media outlets, the media, you know, home bases in L.A. and New York and San Francisco, Chicago, extremely liberal outlets. They allege that everybody in the country wants gay marriage. Everybody in the country wants anybody to get married and abort all the babies you want. And there's really no question about it. If you feel otherwise, then you're in the wrong, they're in the right. When the reality is, in middle America, in most of America, in geographic America, in looking at an America where you would shade in one color, red for more conservative and blue for more liberal, the vast majority, I mean by far, it's not even close, is red. So in Alabama, they might just agree with Roy Moore on all those things. You never know. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. I also want to know your thoughts on term limits. Is it time? And again, I was a guy who was not a term limits guy. Because I've got a contract on radio, on TV, and other ventures that I'm in as well. And if I do a really good job, I think I should be able to renew my contract. And that's the way I look at, or I looked at, elected officials as well. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. So you should stay. You run for election again, basically the contract process again, and then you sign a new contract. Well, it turns out if you're an incumbent, you already have an advantage because people know the name. Just name recognition alone will get you that re-election or get you a step up. Also, people just don't understand the process and don't really understand what you do. Why would a John Conyers or a Robert Byrd or a Strom Thurmond or whomever, why would they be in these jobs for 30, 40, 50, 60 years? It's got to be name recognition. It can't be because they're doing so much for the community. Look at their communities where they're from. Look at their histories. There is not a track record of unbelievable success for the people. There's a track record of establishmentism and doing all you can to keep your job and keep your power and your control. That's really what we're talking about here. So I do think that it's time for term limits. I think that you get in there, and even if you have to sacrifice a Ted Cruz, who I think does a great job, or a Ted Poe, who I think does a great job, or Kevin Brady does a great job, even if we have to lose a good one to make sure we don't get stuck with a bad one for 40, 50 years, I think it's worth it. And those folks can go and work hard in their own communities, you know, as whatever their other job was before becoming a member of Congress. And they can do everything they can that way through helping the next person get elected that can continue the good work that they're doing. But, man, there's got to be some way to turn over somebody like a Nancy Pelosi or a Chuck Schumer or any number of people on the right as well. As I said, you know, Ted Cruz hadn't been there very long, but as much as it would suck, and I think Ted actually agrees with me, it's time to take a look at term limits, a serious look at them. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. It's Bill in Minnesota. Bill, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, buddy, I think you just stole my thunder.
That's what I do.
I love your show, and I think I'm just going to underscore everything you said because as a young guy, I'm 57 now, but as a young guy, I used to think, you know, I like the Rand Pauls and the Ted Cruzes. I like Lee. They got to stay in there forever.
Right.
But as I've gotten older and tried to really look at the Constitution and the forefathers, you know what? There should not be a term politician. That's not a career. You know what? Term limits, it's time. And even if we sacrifice, just like you said, even if we have to sacrifice good guys, there should not be a politician. You're in an office for a while, and you're out.
Bill, it was never supposed to be like this. It wasn't. It was supposed to be where you won, and then you left the district, went to Washington, did the bidding of the voters, went back to your district, then went to Washington, did the bidding of the voters, and then after, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you go back and become the blacksmith again. You go back and become the farmer again. You go back and fix cars again. But for some reason, these guys get fancy, you know, offices and fancy apartments in Washington, and you hardly ever see them again until it's election time.
Butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker should be the rotating through the system. Exactly. These guys, like you said, I think I heard you say earlier in the week, they're there to be served instead of served, and that's backwards. They need to leave. They get indoctrinated. They become part of the sewer that's there. Yep. They need to leave.
So, I'm with you, Bill. Very well said. 1-800-383-9624. Kerry, many times what I'll do is I'll see who's on hold, and then I'll use my telepathic senses, and I will jump into a brain like Bill's brain. I don't mean to speak ill of him now that he's off the phone, but very easy to penetrate. I was right in, and I knew what I knew what it was he was going to talk about. So I said, "Let me steal his thunder before he comes on the radio."
Right.
I'll just say every single thing he wants to say, and then I'll put him on the air, make him go, "I got nothing left."
Can you guess what I'm thinking right now?
I can, and it's disgusting, and I want you to stop it. Okay, it's rude. It's profane. It is untenable. It is. Let me say this, and it's not sexual at all, but it's harassment.
Oh, it is not. No,
treating a coworker like you. Stop it.
It's the truth.
And by the way, I didn't even have to knock. I just got right into your brain. That was actually.
Yeah, that's funny. That's real funny.
What am I thinking?
What a great co-worker I am. What
Whoa,
a great
way off, wrong
player,
brain. George, New Jersey. So what's happening, George? Hi.
Hey, Joe, how you doing, buddy? Don't
Living
worry
a dream,
about
my friend.
Me.
What's
I'm
up?
Traveling at Warp 9, so.
Oh, well, good. Talk to me.
That guy on the Buse Bar, I was on Buse Bar 10 years ago. It's like taking an aspirin. He washed that Buse Bar down with JD. That's what he
did. Is that what happened? So, he was washing it down with some Jack? Okay, I got you.
Anyway, I want to talk about China. Now, I'm not big on China, but they do one thing right. If they get child molesters or drug dealers, they line them up against the wall and they shoot them in the head. No trial. Now, we can't do that in the United States. So what we should do, and I'm addressing you, Mr. President, what we should do is pedophiles and drug dealers, order, if you're found guilty in a court of law, automatic life in jail. And you know what they do to pedophiles in jail, boy.
Yeah.
Because they got kids on the outside. They don't want those guys out there. And the other thing I wanted to say to you, Joe, is that I know how to end North Korea without firing a shot.
Here we go. You're going to solve the problem right now. George from New Jersey going to solve the North Korea problem. Go.
Yes, sir. And I'm calling this the Nader Drop. That's my last name, Nader.
Okay.
And it's the Nader Drop. Dropped 40 million cell phones on North Korea with a grant, President Grant, Scott's take to the back of it. And make them no payment. Doesn't cost you a thing. The government picks up the tab. That way they can see what's going on in South Korea and in the United States. And I guarantee you, within 2 weeks, they will shoot that fat rocket man down.
All right. Well, there you go. Government. I don't know how they're going to shoot them with the cell phones. I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to drop 40 million guns? I mean, I think then you could probably fight a good battle. Not with a cell phone.
Top-end cell phones that get video from the United States and South Korea and sees how the rest of us are living.
Hey, George, I gotta tell you, I love you. You know that I love you like a brother, right? And yeah. You're right. You do go Warp 9. It's awesome. But, man, that's a dumb idea. I love you. You got to go. But I was just, you know what I mean?
It's an interesting idea.
I mean, isn't Grant on the 20 or is that Jackson? What is Grant on, the 50?
It might be the 50. Yeah, I think Jackson.
So you're going to give him a cell phone and a $50 bill. So what? The government can come with their guns and tanks and take it all away from you? I don't understand.
Might have been the greatest idea.
You want to drop them some, you know, some RPGs to go after the military that controls your ass. Now we're talking. You're going to give them a cell phone? But I love you, George. I do. And now we know his first name, his last name, and where he lives. I was going to ask him for his address or his social security number.
He may have given it to you.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
A lot can change with traffic and weather in a matter of minutes. Luckily, we keep you updated every 10 minutes, all morning long on News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks to Joe Pag Show. 1-800-383-9624. Just got this from the newsroom. Carrie Lockie just told me there is breaking news out of the Kate Steinle murder case. Kind of stunned. What do you have for me, Carrie?
It is from Vox News. Jurors have found Jose Garcia Zarate not guilty of killing Kate Steinle on Pier 14 in San Francisco in July 2015 in the trial that sparked a national debate over illegal immigration. Jurors reached the decision Thursday in the sixth day of deliberations after first receiving the case last week. Steinle was walking with her father and a family friend in July 2015 when she was shot, collapsing into her father's arms. Zarate had been released from a San Francisco jail about 3 months before the shooting, despite a request by federal immigration authorities to detain him for deportation. San Francisco is a sanctuary city with local law enforcement officials barred from cooperating with federal immigration authorities. President Trump has threatened to withhold federal funding to cities with similar immigration policies, but a federal judge in California permanently blocked his executive order last week. And while Zarate's immigration status is what brought the case into the national spotlight, jurors did not hear evidence about that, and it was not a factor in the trial. After 12 days of testimony, dozens of witnesses, and 2 days of closing arguments, the jury had to decide whether Steinle's death was the result of an act of murder or a tragic accident. Earlier in the day, the bailiff and court clerk were seen entering the jury room with a small yellow evidence bag before retreating it a few minutes later. A source inside the courtroom confirmed the jury asked to see the gun used to shoot Steinle. Zarate and his defense team maintained the argument that the suspect found the stolen weapon on the pier that day and it, quote, just fired. The gun belonged to a Federal Bureau of Land Management ranger and was stolen from his parked car a week earlier. The bullet ricocheted on the pier's concrete walkway before it struck Steinle, killing her. Zarate has admitted to shooting Steinle, but says it was an accident. However, the prosecution painted a very different picture, telling jurors that Zarate deliberately shot the gun towards Steinle while playing his own secret version of Russian roulette.
I want to make sure that I understand the details of the case. I'm trying to get somebody on soon. It won't be today to talk more about this. But if I understand the details of the case, he admits that he was the person that pulled the trigger that ended up in the death of Kate Steinle. We know that.
Yes.
He claims that he found the gun.
Yes.
Just found a gun laying around.
Yeah.
In San Francisco where, I mean, nobody can have guns. All right. So he just found a gun laying around the pier. Now, I'm a shooting enthusiast. I've got three pistols. I've got a rifle. I've never had one of my guns accidentally go off. Now, do accidents happen? Yes. Do accidents happen when somebody's stupid and doesn't know how to handle a gun? Sure. But it's hard to make a gun fire. It's actually, you have to do something. None of my guns has ever fired until I told it to or did an action that made it happen. But even let's say that that's all true. How is it not negligent that you're walking around with a gun you say you found and it fires? Let's say it was an accident that it fired. If I'm driving and going 95 miles an hour, which is negligent driving, and I hit somebody and kill them, it's an accident. I didn't want to. Let's just take his word for it. And I don't know that I can, but let's just take his word for it. Didn't want to. It was an accident. He still caused the death of another human being. Mm-hmm. Why is he not on the hook?
I don't know. It was very shocking.
How does that make sense? No, people who drunk drive don't intend to kill people, but they do it all the damn time. But it was an accident. Right, but you did something that made the accident happen. You drove while drunk. You grabbed a gun that you found somewhere in San Francisco laying around by the river, and you decided that you would grab it and what? Shoot at the cement abutment? I don't understand. Or abutment? I don't get it. And I want to get it. I really do. I want to have a better understanding of how some jury... Is this because the jury was in San Francisco? Is the Dateline San Francisco? Is that where they tried the case?
Let me see. It doesn't say. I'm assuming it was in San Francisco. But it
Man, there is
say.
Something very, very wrong with a system that doesn't find him guilty of something. Does it say they found him guilty of anything?
No.
Gross negligence?
Nope.
Manslaughter?
Not guilty of murder. That's all we got.
Negligent homicide? Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. That is a major, major problem for me. A major, major problem. Let me grab Tim very quickly. Actually, Sherry's in Texas. Sherry, sorry, only about a minute. Make it happen.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Living the dream. I don't have much time. What's happening?
Okay. Yes, I'm watching Fox News Channel. They're talking about the deplorable verdict, not guilty verdict out in San Francisco.
Disgusting, yeah.
Basically, the Democrats and the supporters of sanctuary cities just got a really nasty Christmas present because now President Trump is going to go to Congress And he's going to say, pass legislation to shut down sanctuary cities by taking away their federal money.
Well, there's, as you know, there's a judge in California that said he can't do it. His executive order didn't happen. So what you're saying is go through the House and the Senate and he can make it happen.
That doesn't matter. He was trying to do it on his own.
Yeah.
And the judge said he can't do it on his own. He can go to Congress and Congress can legislate that federal tax money will no longer go to sanctuary cities who support people who are here illegally.
I got you. I got to run. That's all the time I have. It's very well said. Going to get a lot of calls on this, I know. We'll continue it. The Kate Steinle murder case is over. The guy was found not guilty. Keep it here. Joe Pags coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.